Hare Krishna. Lust allures men with pleasure and women with power. Lust is described in the Bhagavad Gita to be the enemy of the whole world. Krishna says, Kamesha Krodesha Rajoguna Samudbhava Mahashano Mahapapma Vidyena Mihavairinam. In 3.37 he says, it is lust only which later degrades into anger, into fury. Rajoguna Samudbhavaha, which is in the mode of passion. Rajoguna Mahashano Mahapapma. It is all devouring, sinful. Vidyenam iha vairinam. Know it to be vairi. Iha vairinam. In this world is the enemy. Or another way of understanding this, it is the enemy of the whole world. Iha vairinam. Now, in these verses, from 3.37 onwards, Krishna describes how lust acts and how it can be countered till 43rd verse. And nowhere does Krishna make any gender-specific comments. He does not say that lust is present in men, or he doesn't say that it is present in women. He says it is the enemy of the whole world. Later on, he again makes a gender-neutral statement, a gender-non-specific statement, when he says lust is present in the senses, the mind and the intelligence. In 3.40, he says, Indriyani mano buddhir asya adhishthana mucchate etair vimohayat esha jnanamavritya dehinam. So, he says, Indriyani mano buddhir, it is present in the senses, in the mind and in the intelligence. Asya adhishthana mucchate, lust is present. Etair vimohayat esha, and in this way it bewilders. Jnanamavritya dehinam, that jnanamavritya. In this way, it covers the intelligence of the knowledge of people. Dehinam. Of again, Krishna uses gender-neutral word. Dehinam, gender-inclusive word actually. That is embodied. So even men and women, all are embodied. So now, the point is, although lust deludes everyone, and there are commonalities in its strategy, but there are differences also. So lust usually deludes men with the promise of pleasure. So men fantasize about the beauty of the bodies of women and think that, oh, in this, by enjoying this body, I'll get so much pleasure. So lust allures men with pleasure. Now, women also are allured by lust. And they also have that dimension of bodily pleasure. But more than the bodily pleasure for them, it is power. Lust allures men, women with power. That means when a woman becomes lusty, when a man becomes lusty, he tries to get a woman so that he can enjoy her. But when a woman becomes lusty, the lust manifests not just in terms of the sexual desire, but also in the desire, terms of the desire to control a man. So the woman desires that by using her beauty, by exhibiting her body, by moving in a particular way, she knows that I can captivate men and then I can make men dance according to my tune. So in this way, this desire for power by using one's bodily assets is actually induced by lust. And unfortunately, in today's world, both these are often glamorized. If you see the entertainment industry, that glamorizes the pursuit, or it glamorizes the pleasure that is available through lust, and it glamorizes the power that comes through lust. And in this way, the enemy is glamorized as something which is very good, which is something fashionable, which is something cool, which is something very, very wonderful. And that sort of glamorization is actually dreadful. So, now, just as men need to check their tendency to visually devour the bodies of women by glancing rakishly at them, similarly, that is the way they curb the lust within them. Similarly, women also need to curb the lust within them, and the way they curb it is by not using their body as a tool to attract and captivate and control men. So, yes, sometimes women are blamed when some sexual offense happens and they say, you asked for it. No, that is a crime on the side of men, and men need to be punished for any sexual offense or sexual violence that is done against women. But the point is, for women also, the way they control their lust is by not using their body to gain that sense of power and to delight in that sense of power which they get by exhibiting the body and by seeing people, seeing men captivated by their body. So, tasmatam indriyanya adav niyamya bharatarshiva. So, controlling the senses needs to be done by both sides. And rather than men blaming women for wearing immodest clothes, or women blaming men for being animals and not controlling themselves, we need to recognize that it is not that men are the enemies or women are the enemies. We have to understand that both men and women are victims of lust. And this is, lust is such a tyrant, such an enemy, that it victimizes its victims by making them victimize each other. So, men victimize women by trying to dominate them, by physically dominating them or trying to abuse them, to sexually exploit them. But women dominate men, want to dominate men because of lust, by trying to captivate them with their body. And in this way, both become victimized by lust. So, when we recognize that actually we all have a common enemy, and we shouldn't play into the enemy's hands. Rather than blaming the opposite gender, we recognize that we shouldn't play into the enemy's hands. Then we can protect ourselves from lust. And we can become a part, or we can contribute constructively to a saner society that protects itself, its members, and the society at large from becoming victimized by lust. Thank you. Hare Krishna.